Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right, big news for those of you like Jennifer who like the New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
And Boys to Men. And Paula Abdul. Oh, what's she going to do with all these guys? That's what I want to know.
There's
a new plan for a tour for next summer. As you know, this is about the time of year when those plans are being put together. And the tours usually start in April or May. You go through the course of the summer. So they got a big deal here with New Kids on the Block hitting the road. Again, with the Boys to Men. They did this once before, didn't they?
They've done this a few times, and they get together usually three groups. And last year's was awesome. I went to see, it was New Kids on the Block, Nelly, and TLC, which was great.
Ooh,
the year before that, I think it was Boys to Men again, and then 98 Degrees, which is also good. But
so,
this year...
They're all friends, obviously. I was, for whatever the reason, I thought Boys to Men and New Kids did get along. I don't know why I thought that, but...
I don't know about any turf war, but, you know, hey.
Well, they're from the same...
Philadelphia and Boston.
Right.
Boys to Men's Philly, and New Kids are Boston, so...
Yeah.
Boston and Philly get along, right?
Well, I mean, as much as anyone can get along with Philadelphia. Not exactly the city of brotherly love. I say that with love, having worked there. For a while. Wait, I remember the Mummers Parade, though. Man, what a trip that was. So, that's a little off of where we were. I digress and ought not to. They're going to start this tour on May the 12th in Columbus, and it'll go through June and July.
Know that I will be there, by the way.
Hard Rock in Hollywood. Let's see here.
They're going to play at the Hollywood Bowl, but I'm hoping that they play in Vegas.
June 2nd.
Because I want to go to Vegas and meet Jen so we can go and see this together.
Oh,
all right,
yes,
so wait a minute.
Let's do that.
I have never been to the Hollywood Bowl. You and I keep talking about this. No, I've never been to the Hollywood Bowl.
You've never been to the Hollywood Bowl?
Never been to the Hollywood Bowl.
Seriously?
Seriously. So I will make a trip, and I'll bring Meredith with me if she wants to come.
Is this her style of music that she would like?
No, she'd have fun with Jennifer. She loves Jennifer, so she'd have a good time with Jennifer just being there. But I think this would be kind of cool, Jen. Let's get some tickets
now.
Oh,
yeah, we got to go to the bowl. Yeah. So fun.
Anyway, they're going to stop in Houston, New Orleans, San Diego, Seattle, Chicago, Philadelphia. And you will love the party. That's what they say. Donnie Wahlberg, as one might expect, is the spokesperson for New Kids on the Block. How old was he when this was a big group? Who
remembers? Gosh. Babies.
He was the oldest, right?
He was one of the oldest. He and the brother, Jonathan, were the oldest. But I think he was probably in his teens, right?
Yeah. I mean, what do you think when you see him on an episode of Blue Bloods and then the next night you go to a concert?
I love and respect him so much. He has so much good, positive energy. They are great to their fans. When their fans who are now of age to get breast cancer and stuff, they really, they pay tribute. They take care of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I really have nothing but good things to say.
Yeah.
Except that he married Jenny McCarthy. But
I was going to say, like, how do we feel about that? They seem happy, I guess, right?
Yeah, why not? Well, who's to say why people get together, how they get together with their relationships?
Some are more bizarre than others. It's true.
Yeah. All right, they're going to be at Fenway Park on July 8th. Maybe you come here for that if we don't get into the L.A. But the Hollywood Bowl, that's got to be more fun than going to Fenway Park.
I almost think taking you to one of the sing-alongs they do at the Hollywood Bowl would probably be fun. Yeah, because you love to sing, and that way you won't get
Megan
hit.
Megan said that they closed down. For some reason or another, I didn't know they closed the place down in the wintertime. Why? The weather's
because
good.
It's usually too cold. I don't know.
Baloney.
People in California are wussies.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. It's
like,
60
it's 69.
Degrees.
As long as if it isn't 70, you can't do anything outdoors.
That's right. Parkas and Ugg boots all around.
All right.
Well, when they open? In April? When did they first get started?
Yeah, usually about the springtime. Yeah.
All right. Anyway. So the purpose of our conversation here is to underscore and to underline the New Kids on the Block with their Boys to Men tour featuring Paula Abdul. Some of the big doings already. Isn't it exciting? We're getting into the fall season and already talking about next spring. Wahoo! 28 past the hour.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Nobel Peace Prize winner Al Gore tells us climate change affects all the humans and isn't some kind of right versus left issue.
In a world of just Orwellian nonsense, where we're told global warming is actually a form of air conditioning and SUVs are good for the environment, finally we get to find out what's really going on.
Harrison, there are Republicans as well as Democrats, conservatives as well as liberals, who, once they see the facts, are saying, hey, this is not a political issue. This is a moral and ethical issue. It really, in a sense, is a spiritual issue because it involves whether or not we are going to do the right thing for all of those who follow us.
Former Vice President Al Gore. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.